Round two. Hey, I noticed this time you got a new backdrop.
Hey, thanks for noticing.
Your braces are looking really good too.
I appreciate that. Shining like a diamond. So, we have an excited episode for sure. We've got King of the Plies. Wait, we haven't even done the intro.
Let's pause it.
We haven't even done the intro.
You're slacking today. You're slacking.
I am. Welcome to USAFBL Fingerboard Podcast. I'm your host, Levine Cunningham, and I've got Gary Graves, my co-host, on the mic.
Yes, sir. Welcome to another weekly or monthly or whatever it is episode of the Gary and Levine Show. We're back at it again.
Back at it. So, yes, man, sir. I'm so excited to launch this episode. I forgot about intro. Like, I just rolled right into it. Like, I can't.
You're like a horse jumping over a hurdle there. You just missed the key part of the episode.
My favorite part of the episode. I don't know why. It's always different, but somehow
I will say I'm impressed. You've got that right the last like three times you said it. No hiccups or nothing.
Well, I appreciate that. We're getting
you're growing up. You're maturing. Man. Let's go. So part two of the series on these podcasts, huh?
Yeah. So King of the Plies. If you have not watched episode 52, definitely
or listen to
watch.
It.
Or listen to
or
it.
Or listen to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We kind of took a note from Thrasher's King of the Road and King of Berlin and King of Prague, and we kind of put together our own version of this multi-city outdoor street fingerboarding team event.
Did you take a breath before you said that? Because I felt like you just kept going and going and going and going.
I'm getting good at this. I'm going to go swimming after this.
Uh-oh. In the cold?
Let's just get right
into
this.
What is this? What is King of the Plies? What is King of the Plies?
Man, King of the Plies is the largest multi-city outdoor street fingerboarding team event. Essentially, this is going to be a video submission contest. We've got 10 teams in 10 different cities battling out to provide the most entertaining journey of completing a list of fingerboarding challenges.
So I know the people that listened to the last episode or watched it know the teams, but let's talk about the teams again because they are bangers. Bangers of some teams.
Yeah, we've got a lineup. I'm not even going to lie. So we've got Pipsqueak Wheels out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. We've got Fatty's Pre-Roll out of Detroit, Michigan. This Fingerboards out of Denver, Colorado. Port City Fingerboarding Crew out of Wilmington, North Carolina. Zegheads out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Yuck Fingerboards out of Orlando, Florida. Colt Boards out of Cleveland, Ohio. Teak Tuning out of Rochester, New York. Kelms out of Bismarck, North Dakota, and Gone Fingerboarding, Dallas, Texas.
Woo! You guys doubted me when I said they were bangers to some teams, and you heard it again. They're crazy. They're good.
Yeah, we've got some of the biggest names, yeah, for sure, here in the States, man. This is definitely a lineup. This is a roster for sure.
Oh, my goodness. It's crazy, crazy what we are doing right now with this. So, with that being said, we know the teams. We know what it is. And King of the Plies is not just a name that Levine can throw in his new backdrop. So, what are the rules?
Man, the rules are pretty simple. We put together 10 teams. So, each team needs to put together their own team of 3 to 5 people. One of those peoples needs to be a filmer / editor. Each team will have the same list of 20 challenges. Each team will need to complete 10 out of the 20 challenges. All challenges will need to be recorded to count. Contest starts today, 10 a.m. Eastern. You guys will have 3 weeks to submit your best video. That's going to be April 25th, 10 a.m. Eastern. So 3 weeks to get your video in.
So today's the day. Let's run with it. So what's at stake here, Levine? I want to know. They want to know. We all want to know. What's at stake?
Man, so we've got prizes in cash for first, second, and third. So third place will get 3 sponsor packs from a rival team because each team had to come in with their own sponsor pack. Second place will get 3 sponsor packs from a rival teams. First place, $1,500 cash and 4 sponsor packs from rival teams.
All right, so what does it take to be a KOTP champion?
Man, a King of the Plies champion. So we are looking for the best produced video submission. And so what we're looking for, these key elements. We're looking to showcase your city that you're representing, you know, the city you're doing your challenges out of. We're also looking to showcase the team itself, like all the people that are on your team that are going to be holding down this video submission. We're looking for, getting the showcasing of like all the crazy antics of completing the challenges, and the video needs to be a maximum time of 12 minutes.
All right. Can they go under 12 minutes?
Of
Or does it
course.
have to be at 12 minutes? All right. But we don't want it 3 or 4 minutes. We want it longer. Make
Of
it
course, of
girthy.
course. Most of these are going to come in. I'm going to say probably around 8 to 10, 8 to 11. I think 12 is definitely like you're going to be reaching for straws, I think, if you're getting it more than 12. So keep it polished, keep us entertained, and let's get it.
Let's get it. So how is this judged? How is King of the Plies judged?
So video submission contests are always super, super hard, especially when the film is considered art. So we took an interesting approach, and we are going to have all 10 teams watch, their nine rival teams' video submissions. Each team is going to produce one single vote as to who they think has the best video. We're also going to have the public get in on this as well. So all of the videos are going to be on our main YouTube channel at USAFBL. All of the public will have the opportunity to watch all 10 of the videos. The video with the most comments is going to get a vote. The video with the most likes will get a vote. The video with the most views will also get a vote. And then in case of a tie, USFBL will step in and be that tiebreaker.
And another thing, the nine teams or the 10 teams can't vote for themselves. You have to
Correct.
vote for
So
somebody else.
they have to vote for somebody else. It's exciting. I'm excited to see how all this plays out for sure.
Day one and it's running. I'm excited to see how this is going to unfold.
Yeah, most definitely. And then, of course, the team with the most votes will get first, second most votes will get second, and third most votes will get third place. So
Wait,
pretty,
so we know if there's a tie in first. What if there's a tie for second and third?
It'll be USFBL will have to step in and be that tiebreaker.
All right, no pressure, no pressure.
No pressure, no pressure. And of
All
course,
right, so.
judging, it'll be available April 26th. So April 26th, look out for all of these to hit our YouTube channel all in one spot. May 3rd is going to be the cutoff, and we're going to be announcing the winners right here on the podcast on May 9th.
We've been talking about this for a while. Second episode of King of the Plies. So, should we announce like what the challenges are so the public can hear it?
I think it's time. I think
I think it's time.
this is where we launch the challenges and we officially get this contest off to the races.
Yeah, I think the public needs to hear what kind of shenanigans the teams are going to be up to.
I'm kind of excited for this to definitely get released. And when I was looking at all these and we were kind of coming up with a lot of this, I had the like feeling of like ridiculous, like the show on MTV with Rob Dyrdek and
Ridiculousness, yes.
and Steel-O Brim and Chanel West Coast.
Does any of us have the laugh for her? Who's
Don't
going to be
think so.
her?
I can't do the dolphin laugh, but
The dolphin laugh.
I feel like I could be Steel-O Brim if I wanted to.
So what's that mean? You're going to read it and I'm going to tell what they are, the description?
We could. You could be Rob Dyrdek. You can be Rob Dyrdek.
Let's be it. I'll be it. I'll be him. Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. All right,
All
so
right.
challenge number one is going to be called Banish Them.
All right. So, do a five-piece line that has a varial flip included in it on a banister where the other side of the rail is at least 4 stories off the ground. Banish them.
So this could be literally like a hotel room banister where it could fly off the other side. It could be some kind of a staircase.
On top of a skyscraper.
It could be anywhere that's super high up where the other side is just a complete drop off. So interesting to see how many fingerboards get lost or harmed in this video.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait.
Challenge two, call the cops.
You guys are gonna love this one. Okay. Do a three-piece line on a police car.
On an
No pressure.
actual police car.
Yeah, it has to be a real police car out in the wild, out in the public somewhere.
So the key to this is to obviously get the cop involved, but there's always that rush if you just kind of roll up real quick, get it in, and then take off.
Listen, you guys do it how you want to. If there's a stop like traffic light and you run up there and just do kickflip, tray flip, nollie flip, get out of there as quick as you can, you're adding that element of surprise, like that whatever spontaneousness to it.
It could go either way. It's going to be exciting.
Look, it's in your all's hands now. Do it how you all see pleased to do it.
Definitely. All right, challenge three. Is there a fire?
All right, so this is pretty close to the police one. Only do a three-piece line on a fire truck.
Which could be hard because the fire truck's kind of big, but we're gonna see what creativity
listen,
you guys
listen.
got.
We're gonna let you guys in a secret. If you go and start a house fire, everything there at the same time. Just knock them all out at once.
This is true. This is true.
But we're not telling you to do that. Please don't do that.
Yeah, we need a disclaimer. Ryan OG needs to put a disclaimer somewhere on the bottom of this.
All right, participate challenge at your own risk.
Yes. All right, challenge number four. That's got to hurt.
All right, so this one is do a three-piece line on an ambulance.
Man,
listen, another one. If you guys want an ambulance, all you got to do is just break your leg. The ambulance will show up at your house, and then you can do it. Or your teammate
can
do it
while
you're sitting there suffering.
Too. Yeah, I think the fire truck might come too.
And the cops might come. See, there we go. Don't light a house on fire. Just break your leg. Snap that shit right in half.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that either.
All right. Number five. Is it hot in here?
All right. Do a flip trick through or over an open flame.
So I've seen this kind of been done a few times, and it's always very entertaining when it's done. I feel like this could be very interesting to say the least.
Yeah, but these guys never seen a King of the Plies before.
This is true. This is true.
This is so true.
All right, number six, get kinky.
Do a three-piece line on a double kink handrail with a kickflip to flat. I like that one.
I know. Especially the going to flat from that high up. It's gonna be sweet. That's
I
one
like
of your
it.
Favorites, I know.
I like it a lot.
All right, number seven, old as shit.
Do a flip trick off or on something that is over 200 years old.
So this could be a building. It could be maybe an artifact. I don't know. I mean,
you could Nicolas Cage it, dude, on the Declaration of Independence.
This is true. This is true. Do some national treasure type stuff. So get creative. We want to see some old stuff. Number eight. I'm getting hungry.
All right. Do a tray flip, which is a 360 flip, over a hot XL pizza, and the pizza cannot be covered.
Correct.
Over the whole thing.
So open box pizza, do the flip trick all from one side all the way over, landing it clean.
Yep, steezy. The steezier the better.
Steezier the better. And of course, you know, you might lose some foam tape to the grease. So definitely a little bit of risk there. All right, number nine. Is cereal a soup?
All right. Kickflip over a large bowl of broth-based soup. I guess, or cereal too, right?
I guess it would count as cereal as well.
Yeah, so kickflip over a large bowl of broth-based substance.
Preferably hot. Maybe
hot,
cold
yeah,
if
yeah.
It's cereal. Maybe, you know, go either way. We want to see it.
You could make a bowl of cereal and heat it up in the microwave.
Possibly. We're going to leave that alone. All right, number 10. Public urination.
All right. Do a kickflip 5-0 on a random public toilet seat.
This could get interesting. This could also get pretty dirty.
I'm excited to see this one.
I'm excited to see this one too. I noticed that there's a trend where like the risk of damaging or losing your fingerboard is becoming pretty prevalent.
Yeah, but with that risk, you get that reward too, because people love seeing that your videos will pop off.
That's true. That's true. All right. Challenge number 11. Stomp it out.
Okay. Go into any retail store and buy a tech deck. After paying, but while still standing at the checkout, open the tech deck, do a trick on it, and then drop it and stomp it right there in front of the cashier.
I feel like it's disrespectful, but I also feel like this is highly entertaining.
Oh, this is going to be a great clip. For the teams out there that do this one, it's going to be phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it for sure.
The reaction is going to be great.
All right, number 12. We added this in very last minute because we just added it. We're going to get into it. Rendezvous/Fingerboard Con.
All right. Find a rival team at Mike Schneider's Rendezvous event or the Fingerboard Con and prank them. but nothing that will start a fight or get you arrested.
So basically, we're looking to start some rivalries. We're not wanting, obviously, to disrupt the events in any way, but definitely feel like this is a really cool chance to, prank your fellow teams, start a rivalry. Let's get
A friendly rivalry.
friendly rivalry. Yes.
I like it. Interesting.
Interesting. All right, number 13, polishing a turd.
Okay. Whew. Find a random dog turd in a public park or public place. Build or slash bring a DIY park slash kicker around it and do three tricks over it.
So
Did I
this
say
is,
that right? Yeah, I said that right. Okay.
I
So
feel
find
like
a random dog turd and then sesh over it.
basically. So, pull up with like two kickers or maybe a transitional, kind of do a high flying trick over it. Do it three times, three different times.
Three different times, yeah.
Not three different times. We're making this out to be too crazy. Find one turd, do three different flip tricks over it, three different tricks over it.
But if you wanted to find three different dog turds, that's fine too.
Yeah, we can do either or. So you can do three turds, a trick over each turd, or one turd and three tricks over the same turd. But there has to be a turd.
There has to be a turd.
Has to
Can
be a
they
turd.
do a kickflip with a turd over a fingerboard?
I want to say yes.
All right, this is going to be great. I can't wait to see this.
I know. All right. Number 14, be grateful.
Do a flip trick over a street grate. Over a street grate. So potential here to lose your board permanently.
Forever. Yeah. It's
Forever.
forever. All right. If you do this, I would definitely look at getting one of those like little magnet wands that you can like extend out just in case. But yeah, find a street grate, do the trick.
And be grateful.
And be grateful.
Yeah, I wouldn't be too grateful if I lost my board, though. I'd
I'd
probably be
be
trying to
pretty
rip that
upset.
thing right
Yeah.
up in there.
I'd be
All
upset.
right.
All right. Where are we at? We're on
Number
16,
15. 15.
15. Yeah.
1-5.
You can do it.
All right. Convince and get someone in uniform, a cop, security guard, or EMT, to successfully ollie on a fingerboard.
So basically, get hurt, get the ambulance. Get the fire truck, get the police car, which will come with personnel. Find the person who can do an ollie out of all of those people. You can knock out like four or five challenges at once.
There you go. An easy way to get the cops involved is to rob a bank. Board.
Yeah, don't tell them that.
JK.
Just kidding.
Don't rob a bank. Do not rob a bank.
Please, please do not do that. All right, number 16. If it was easy, everyone would do it.
Okay. Do a two-piece combo or better on an obstacle that's on fire.
Ooh, that's wild.
So that could be anything from what? Taking a rail and lighting it on flames and session the rail.
Yeah,
You
yeah.
could light a house. Trucks is coming. See?
You
It's like a
just.
combo. It's a combo of how you want your challenges to go, not even in the combo sense of the fingerboard here.
I feel like I gotta wheel you down a little bit on the danger side. You're like having
Listen,
way too much fun with us.
my mind is just kind of roaming out there right now. I can't wait to see what the teams are going to do.
I feel this. I feel this. All right, number 17, Jackass.
I love this one. I'm gonna say that before I even read this. Okay. Get launched out of a shopping cart, Jackass style. So if you haven't watched Jackass or any of those movies, just look it up. You know what we're talking about. Get launched out of a shopping cart, Jackass style, while holding a fingerboard.
I feel like you guys definitely need to be wearing protective gear when doing this. We're trying to be safe, but also
And by
trying to be a
protective
little
gear,
risque.
we just mean wear shoes.
Wear shoes, no shirt. Okay.
Yep. See, and if you get launched out of a shopping cart, you could break your arm. The ambulance
Oh.
will come. The cops will come. You'll have your fingerboard with your other arm that's not broken, and then do your combos and stuff.
So you're looking at a six fur right there.
A six for, yeah.
A six fur, so you can knock out all the challenges in an afternoon with one ordeal.
Here's another thing. They could light the house on fire, have the shopping cart inside the house, get launched out of the window with their fingerboard, and then land on the car and do their stuff. That's all there is to it. It's simple.
This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. You gotta wheel it back in, brother. You gotta wheel it in a little bit. Wheel it in. All right, number
Pulling it in.
18, upside down.
Okay. Do any one of these challenges with an upside down fingerboard, set up the board with the trucks and wheels on the top and the grip covering the graphic. So it's just pretty much set up your fingerboard upside down and then do one of these challenges.
Yeah, so the graphic is theoretically going to be where the grip tape will be because of the way the trucks are assembled. And the foam side is where you're going to assemble your trucks. So it'll be an upside down board. And
Interesting.
if you can do any of the challenges with this upside down board, you've got
Listen,
yourself another challenge.
I'm gonna give you guys a hint here, and I'm not saying this is what you guys should do, but the easiest one to do would be set that upside down and just hold that way you get launched out of a shopping cart, because that counts, right?
Oh, that does count. You're giving people too many hot tips, too many hot takes. So,
Listen, the hot tips is lighting stuff on fire. This is just a tip.
fair enough, fair enough. All right, number 19. Where's my people?
Okay, go into a crowded place and ask the crowd if anyone fingerboards. Must find a new fingerboarder that you have never met before to count.
This is going to be interesting. I really would love to see footage of this happening within our very own eyes, like just like someone's just like, bro, I fingerboard, and like the excitement level of like finding another fingerboarder. Like, I don't
All
know
you have
why.
to do, okay, I got an idea.
I'm gonna have the same feeling when like Willie was free, like, and he just like flew over the little rock, like little cliff thing there, and he was free. Like, that's how I'm gonna feel.
See, if they bust into like a college or school and run into the front of the classroom and ask somebody this, the cops will show up. The fire department will show up, and then you might find a potential fingerboarder in the class, and then you can get the cops to do whatever while you're skating on the cop car while you're getting arrested.
This is what I'm talking about. You got to wheel it back in. You got to wheel it back in. Right. Number 20. It's your lucky day.
Okay. Go to a skate park and set up a few obstacles and get random skateboarders to do a two-piece combo or better on the obstacle. Need to get name handle for credit.
Yeah. So we definitely want to make sure that whoever's doing this beautiful two-piece gets some Instagram clout, some YouTube clout for sure.
So, can this be somebody they knew, or does that have to be random?
Preferably random. Just pull up to a random park and find someone that can do a two-piece.
Two piece.
It could
Doing
be
two
two-piece of
piece.
anything. It could be flip grind onto a little rail that you pull up with, or who knows? Like, let's get creative
What
with it.
can they set up a rail and get a two piece with them skateboarding on the actual rail, like on a real skateboard, like kickflip 5-0 the rail?
While skateboarding?
No, on a skateboard.
No, we're gonna keep it straight fingerboarding for this one.
Okay, all right, guys. Scratch that and don't light anything on fire.
Yeah, don't do that. So don't get hurt.
Don't rob a bank.
Don't rob a bank.
Don't go into the school with a fingerboard or college or whatever.
Get launched out of a cart safely with protective gear.
Listen, Levine says safely, the gnarlier the better. We want to see 20 miles per hour getting launched out of that shopping cart, okay? We want to see craziness.
That's true. I mean, we do got $1,500 on the line, but all in all, like, let's make sure all the teams are being safe, being very cautious with some of these challenges for sure. I
Levine,
know.
you have to say that, but I'm over here encouraging people to get
He
crazy
is.
with it,
He's
get
like,
creative with it, get
I want to
punk
see
rock with
bones
it,
popping
rock and
out.
roll,
Like,
baby.
yeah. He's like, I want to see handcuffs. Like, we want to see some real like cops on a Friday night type stuff. So
Oh,
I
it's gonna
get
be
it. I
great.
get it. It's going to be a
It's
good
gonna be
time either
great.
way. It's going to be a good time either way. We got 10 great teams, 10 established teams.
Let me ask one more thing before we get too far here. They have to pick the teams have to pick 10 of the 20 challenges. Can they do more?
I mean, theoretically, they could do more. You
Okay.
have to do a minimum of 10.
A minimum of 10. Yeah. So if the teams are out there and you want to just knock them all out as quick as possible, do them all. We want to see you do them all.
So yeah, definitely do them. Do as many as you can, but you definitely have to do a minimum of 10. So you can pick and choose which ones you want. You can pick and choose, if you want to mess with a turd or mess with a grate or mess with some fire or whatever you want to do. But yeah, we want to see 10 challenges minimum, showcasing your team, showcasing your city, and of course, showcasing the crazy antics. So we're excited to be able to put all of these videos in one place at USAFBL. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be great. Shout out to
Also,
everybody involved.
yeah, most definitely. So shout out all 10 teams for talking Pipsqueak Wheels, Fatty's Pre-Roll, This Fingerboards, Port City Fingerboarding Crew, Zag Heads, Yuck Fingerboards, Colt Boards, Teak Tuning, Kems, Gone Fingerboarding.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And
King of the Paws.
if you made it this far, finger the like button. Finger
Hey,
it.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but Levi's got King of the Paws on his backdrop now.
Man, I just now noticed this. It looks good. It
It
looks good.
looks real good. It stands out.
Definitely, definitely. I'm excited. Man, 3 weeks. We're going to have
3 weeks.
all these videos. 3 weeks, May 9th. We'll have a winner
Nope.
right here on the
No,
podcast.
no pressure, guys, but let's see what you got. Let's see
Hey,
what you got.
let's get it. Till next time.
Peace.